Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because it's going to be Open Line Wednesday, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly, you know, it's fascinating as we look and see this incredible story unfolding as they are programming the American people to be willing to go to war with Iran. The American people don't want another war. The last unnecessary wars cost us, well, over about 6,300 men were killed, another 4,300 were 43,000 wounded. It cost us about $3 trillion for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, we know the Iraq war was a lie. Certainly, George Bush and General Colin Powell lied to the American people. Colin Powell went before the United Nations and said there was incontrovertible evidence that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and he simply lied. But he was a good soldier. He did what he was told to, and that's what good soldiers do, isn't it? You just salute and you say, yes, sirree, and you get up and you lie. And our military officers at the highest levels lie. Now, we've got good military officers. Major General Taluba, he was a major general, and in prison, and the torture that was utilized there, and many of the people there were totally innocent, and many of them were tortured to death, but he was asked to investigate it. He was told ahead of time that if he told the truth, it would end his military career. And Major General Taluba had the integrity to tell the truth, and if you've never read his report, because his report's been pretty well suppressed, but we do have it here at Radio Liberty, and you get it on the internet, but we do have it here. And basically, he was called by a superior officer and told to submit his resignation. And that's what happens to military officers who tell the truth. General Colin Powell lied to the American people. He lied before the United Nations, and a million people died in Iraq because of his lie and George W. Bush's lie, to get us into the war with Iraq. As far as the war with Afghanistan, all you need to do is watch the Twin Towers come down, watch the pictures of it, and you'll see that the tops of the buildings, certainly in the South Tower, probably 20 floors just vaporize. They vaporize before the building comes down. How do you vaporize 20 stories of a building before it collapses? And watch it happen. You see they vaporize the cement. You don't see them vaporize the bodies, but 1,000 bodies were vaporized, and they left those people. They killed the people in the Twin Towers, and they killed and building number 7 was a controlled demolition. But they needed an excuse to get us into that war. Cost us over 6,000 men, 6,300 killed, 43,000 wounded, and then, of course, $3 trillion. And now they want to get us into another war. How do I know? Because I know who the members of the Trilateral Commission are. And you should know who they are well. And you'll see them writing editorial articles on the editorial pages of the New York Times, which is one of their official publications, preparing us to go to war. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're simply talking about the plan to take us to war with Iran. Why do they want to go to war with Iran? Well, they have a law.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
My name is Michael.
Okay, Michael, I'm sorry. They have a misspelled here on the screen. So what part of Michigan are you coming from, Michael?
I'm actually from Rochester, but I live in Fenton now.
All right, fine. Are you listening to us on shortwave? You're listening to us on one of the stations back there.
On one of the radio stations. This is the first time I ever saw it. I just turned it on. I was listening to the health show that comes on before, and then I just caught this. It was amazing. I'm very surprised that there's anybody on the radio talking about anything like this, because I don't see how the American government will let you keep going. But
well, I'll tell you, I've been doing this for 50 years, and I'm surprised that I haven't been killed. A lot of the people I've interviewed have been killed. Some of them have been assassinated. We had, of course, Gary Webb, who we interviewed a number of times, who'd written about the CIA being the major force behind drugs, and he committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to be sure he was dead. But, of course, you can listen to us 24 hours a day on the Internet, and certainly we have our two stations back there in Michigan on the Christian Religious Broadcasting Station. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day. So anyway, what would you like to talk about, Michael?
Well, there's two, three things. I feel this is how I feel. George Bush's dad was CIA, and he was president. George Bush was president. We had the brother in Florida. I believe they stole the elections. I really think that they had something to do with the towers coming down, and they got us into that war. and I really believe that they're still doing things behind the scenes. Me and my family stood up to them about public schools, and they attacked our family and made false accusations against us, destroyed our family, and this government, I don't trust them. They're up to all kinds of stuff. They don't tell the truth. They got lawyers running the country that aren't taking care of our best interests. And I think the people need to somehow stand up and start take care of our own business, because we're like $14 trillion in debt. And I don't even believe that either. I think we're farther behind than they're saying that we are. And so we got to start doing something ourselves.
First of all, Michael, we're pushing $16 trillion in debt. I mean, we're almost to $16 trillion to date. And secondly, George Herbert Walker Bush was not only the former director of the CIA, he was a member of a number of Luciferian organizations, including Skull and Bones, where when they are indoctrinated to the secret society, it is a secret society at Yale, they bow before a replica of Lucifer. He was a member of the Bohemian Grove, which has its foundation in Luciferianism. In fact, they revere the owl. I have their secret writings where they talk about how they revere the owl. Who is the owl? It's a replica of Moloch of Lucifer. He is a member of certainly of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Bilderbergers. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He is one of the wickedest men we know, and a good friend of Bill Clinton's, incidentally. So I agree with you. And I'm just glad that you survived the encounter with these people. I admire you for taking a stand about what's going on.
Well, I didn't really survive. They ended up, they took my sixth kid. I haven't seen him in 4 years. They said I can't never see him again. They said I assaulted 3 police officers. I never touched a police officer. They put me in prison for a year. You know, I'm back with my wife now. We're just starting out all over again. It's tremendous.
I'm terribly sorry, Michael. This does happen, and basically, I'm glad they haven't broken your spirit. I'm glad you're fighting back, and I hope that you can find somebody to bring this out, and I hope one day you can be reunited with your children. They do this. They target families that have the courage to stand up, and they take their children under totally false premises. This happened to Stacey Lynn in Colorado recently, because she had the audacity to oppose smart meters and led the battle in Colorado. But it's happened many, many times before. It's not unique. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I was just wondering, what should we do to expose these guys? It seemed like when Obama came in, that they were going to do that, but they quickly shut that down. And so,
Obama is one of their people. He was prepped for this job a long time ago.
Can I interrupt you one more time? Then I'm kind of nervous about now. Right. We're going to have Mitt Romney or Obama again, and it just seems like it's going on and on and on. It's something to happen here.
Well, basically, what you can do right now is help us reach people. There's no better way to reach people about what's going on than through radio. Encourage people to listen to our programs. This is how I got started. 50 years ago, I turned into the wrong television program. I heard an old man saying that Fidel Castro had always been a communist. Our government knew he was a communist. That's why they brought him to power. He said the media was controlled. He said we were a republic, we were never been a democracy. And I was so intrigued by those things he was saying that I decided to prove him wrong, and that started me on the Odyssey. I've been at this for 50 years. Try to get people to listen to our programming, Michael. That's one of the most important things you can do. And maybe I, or certainly Alex Jones or Joyce Riley, or some of this other little handful of people in the alternative media can reach them, okay?
Okay, I'm 51. You say you're out there in Monterey?
We're out there in Monterey, yes, Monterey Bay.
I've been out there. I like it, Monterey.
It's beautiful. Okay, Michael, God bless you, and thanks so much for calling. Yeah. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how do you feel about going to war with Iran? Do you want to have another war? Do you want to have a war that may end up killing millions more people? We already have spent $3 trillion on this war. Do you want to spend another $3 or $4 or $5 trillion on Iran? Do you want this country to be destroyed? There's going to be civil unrest in this country as a result of the coming financial collapse, and the collapse is coming. The 43 cents out of every dollar the government currently spends has to be borrowed. Who are they borrowing from? We're borrowing from ourselves. The government simply creating money and lending it to ourselves so that we can continue all these wonderful programs, you know, the food stamps. 46 million Americans are on food stamps. Half of our people don't pay any income tax, and they get a refund from the federal government at the end of the year because they haven't paid any taxes and they're simply living below the poverty line. But ladies and gentlemen, how long can you continue spending money you don't have? Well, of course, the whole thing's going to collapse. And with that, of course, all these people who are so used to getting things are suddenly going to begin to become very disillusioned. The whole medical system is going to collapse. The Social Security system is going to collapse. Suddenly, the welfare system is going to collapse. It's only a matter of time. They're cutting back now on government employees all across America. During the last 3 years, between 2007 and 2010, they brought in over 8 million people on H-1B visas to take away American jobs. We have 28 to 29 million Americans unemployed or underemployed. The government's lying about the unemployment statistics. The government's lying about the recovering economy. The economy is not recovering now. Basically, they with quantitative easing 1 and quantitative easing 2 and quantitative easing 3 underway. Why, of course, at least we're going sideways for the time being. But this is only going to last for a year, maybe 2 years at the most. And then, of course, we're going to be facing the ravages of hyperinflation. And by hyperinflation, I'm really talking about 20 to 30% inflation a year. It doesn't take very long at that rate to wipe out your life savings. And if you sit back and do nothing, if you don't challenge, you don't try to find out if it's true, then you'll have nobody to blame but yourself as you spend your twilight years in abject poverty. Well, let's go to Herman, who's calling from Carmel. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-2295. It's open lines, Sydney. Here it's open line Wednesday. We want to hear what you'd like to talk about. But I think the coming war with Iran is going to be a disaster. I think probably it's going to be 3 to 6 months before it starts. I hope I'm right that we've got that long. But if we have that long, it'll give us an opportunity to let the American people understand that all of the wars we've been involved in have been contrived, and they're all aimed not at bringing democracy or freedom to the world, because all throughout the world we have American troops keeping dictators in power, and we're financing dictators. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations maintaining dictators there, and of course if they don't go along with it, why, we send in the jackals. That's the person term that was used in a book we have called Economic Hitman, and we simply kill the leaders who don't go along with us. Herman, do you have a question or comment for us? Herman?
Yes, can you hear me?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, a couple of comments regarding the bringing people in on the H-1 visas. Many young people in America are not educated properly, and therefore are not fit for these jobs. And I see that in our area of Northern California, that we have to hire people who are foreign-born, because the locals, when they grew up either on drugs or other problems, they really are not qualified for and do not have the work ethic that our ancestors
had. Well, you see, basically, of course, in other countries, they train these people in mathematics and calculus and science and engineering. Here we try to get them a degree in sociology or psychology. Hang on there. Herman, you go right ahead. And I certainly share your concern. I agree with you. Our young people, they do not have the work ethics. They bring the people in from India. They bring...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
People with tyrannical regimes, and pointing out that in 1949, the American State Department put an arms embargo on the nationalist Chinese government so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. They put sanctions on them so they couldn't get trade, so they were unable to have any sort of production or exports or manufacturing, and they simply strangled the nationalist Chinese as we actively supported the communist regime, made sure they had plenty of weapons, and even though the Congress didn't want China to go national, China to go communist, the American people didn't want China to go communist, why Congress certainly refused to send the weapons that had been authorized by Congress, at that time it was about $125 million, probably equivalent to probably $20 billion in aid at the present time. And, of course, why ships were loaded with weapons. They were kept in the port in San Francisco and Los Angeles for a year and a half, fully loaded with the weapons that the nationalist Chinese needed if there was any hope they were going to defeat the communists. And when the ships finally arrived in China a year and a half later and they opened up the cases of guns, the guns didn't have any bolts in them and were useless. We brought communism to China. We used the same technique to bring Fidel Castro to power. We put sanctions certainly on Fidel, on Batista's government, and he couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. He couldn't do any trade. Certainly, 20 years later, we did the same technique to, you know, bring Saddam Hussein to power in Iraq in 1979. We did the same thing to bring the communists to power in Nicaragua in 1979. Of course, we used this technique over and over again. We're using basically the same technique now here with Iran. We're putting sanctions on them. We're blocking them from getting weapons anywhere in the world. We're blocking them from being able to sell their oil, for their banks to be able to trade with other nations. Why? Because we want a war with Iran. Basically, we're not going to install a democratic government there. Have we installed a democratic government in Libya, which we just overthrew? Have we installed a democratic government in Egypt? Certainly not. The people there are demonstrating, hoping to get a democratic government, but they're not going to get one. They're going to get a government under the ruthless Muslim Brotherhood, which has been financed by the American CIA and British intelligence going back to 1928, and we have a book written many years ago called The Devil's Game, pointing out how the intelligence agencies financed the Muslim Brotherhood starting in 1928, because we've got this terrible Hamas over there, you know, they're fighting Israel. Who financed them? Why, the CIA and the Mossad, of course. You always could create your enemy. You want a controlled opposition. But right now, of course, I'm firmly convinced we have our people planted in key positions in the Iranian government because what they're doing and the things they're saying are totally illogical. They're doing everything they can to invite an attack. And now, of course, all you need to do is read the editorial pages of the New York Times and you'll see the members of the Trilateral Commission, whether it be Dennis Ross or Richard Haass or certainly other people affiliated with the Council on Foreign Relations or Trilateral Commission, writing these editorials to justify the coming war with Iran. Do you want a war? Do you want to kill millions of people? Where is the outcry from our leaders? Certainly, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, Romney, all of them want to go to war with Iran. The only person who objects to it is Ron Paul, and that's why the military back him. The military realize, of course, that they have been fighting no-win wars throughout the world, not for democracy. We're not bringing democracy or freedom to Afghanistan or to Iraq. We're installing just simply new dictators, ruthless dictators, under Sharia law, driving the Christians out of the country, because the basic policy, American, foreign, and domestic, is hatred of Christianity, but they can't tell the gullible Christians that. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's why it is a military commander in the American military cannot lead in prayer in the military today, as our leaders once did. Why a military chaplain, Christian, cannot pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and why we're installing Muslim regimes throughout the world. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines Wednesday. We'd love to hear from you. Well, Herman, do you have anything else you'd like to say there? Over. Well, let's see. We got just a moment here, and we'll be get to you.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
It's Open Line Wednesday. We'd like to hear what you'd like to talk about. You don't have to talk about the coming war with Iran. The fact that we spent over $3 trillion on the senseless war with Iraq, on the senseless war with Afghanistan, and suddenly now, of course, we're just behind, we're backing Al-Qaeda, as they overthrew the government of Tunisia, as they overthrew the government of Egypt, as they overthrew the government of Libya. And now, of course, it's Al-Qaeda over there that's overthrowing the government of Syria. We have our special forces troops stationed in both Jordan and Turkey in preparation for perhaps the invasion, or at least we're training the troops that are going in to kill the people there in Syria. And this, of course, is in preparation for the coming war with Iran. Well, if you have any thoughts, would like to know what you think. You know, one of the things that really bothers me is that I talked to a gentleman the other day, and he said, you know, I agree with Ron Paul about, you know, cutting back on big government, but I can't support him because I'm a Christian, and Ron Paul opposes Israel. And I said, why would you say that he opposes Israel? Well, he doesn't want to give money to Israel. Well, of course, we give $12 billion a year to Israel's enemies, and they're using it to build up their military so they can attack Israel. We give $3 billion a year to Israel so that we can manipulate their government. The Israeli government is simply an extension of the American State Department. What most people don't understand is that Netanyahu was a furniture salesman. He was picked by the elite. He was working over in Israel as a furniture salesman. He put on an international conference on strategic affairs. Now, here's a furniture salesman, no background in anything at all. He puts on a conference, and who should come? George Shultz, Henry Kissinger, George Herbert Walker Bush. They all come to this conference put on by a furniture salesman, Netanyahu, who now is suddenly plunged into the spotlight. He, of course, joins the Council on Foreign Relations, but we can't let the American people understand that he is simply our lackey. He does what he's told to do, and if you honestly think that there's any difference of opinion between certainly our government and Israel, basically we say, oh, well, of course, Netanyahu wants to attack over there. Netanyahu will do exactly what he's told to do, as do most of the world leaders. The American people have to think that the Israeli government somehow is guiding or certainly manipulating the American government, and nothing could be further from the truth. As we start out our program saying, reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. Well, right now, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, I say to those people who say, well, I can't back Ron Paul because he's against Israel. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want, of course, to go to war with Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran is not going to attack Israel under any circumstances. The only time it would attack Israel is if Iran is attacked, and then, of course, they would unleash Hezbollah, and they would unleash their missiles on Israel. And if you want to see Israel attacked with 50 to 100,000 missiles, then you support the idea of an attack on Iran. Otherwise, Iran would never attack Israel. This whole thing is simply being set up to justify the war, because our leaders control Israel, and they want a war in that part of the world. And it's been planned for many, many years. Well, let's go to Ren, who's calling from Pennsylvania. Oh, I guess maybe. Hi, how are you doing, Ren?
Ah, by God's grace, better than I deserve, Dr. Snin.
Okay, fine. How are you hearing us there in Pennsylvania?
Shortwave.
Okay, very good. Coming in well. Incidentally, I should let you know we're going to 6.815 on the 12th of March. We're going to change the frequencies. We're shifting our shortwave to 6.815, I believe it is, on the 13th or the 12th of March. But go ahead. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I just said if Ron Paul doesn't get elected, I think that there's a movie that depicts what might happen if there's like food shortages, which may be engineered by the government and the powers that be and the globalists. You don't hear much mention about it. It was made about 10 years ago called Resistance, not to be confused with the title of the same name. It was made about World War II. But it's not a big, high-budget movie, but it shows what may actually happen in a scenario like that. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was about Pastor Scott Lively. I was wondering if you knew what he was up to. And I don't know if you had him on a couple months ago in an interview, but it'd be good to hear him. I know some people are criticizing Ron Paul because he doesn't take a harder stance against that abomination in our culture, but
you're talking about homosexuality. Well, the thing is that Ron Paul basically says, where in the Constitution it doesn't matter how you feel about homosexuality. I feel very sorry for homosexuals. I believe they're manipulated. I believe they have a psychological affliction. But it is not the function of the federal government to take a stand against homosexuality. It's not the function of the federal government to tell people, you know, that they cannot live with somebody else or say they're married to them. Matters dealing with life, liberty, and property are to be dealt with at the state and the local level. The function of the federal government are limited and defined and have nothing to do with abortion or homosexuality or anything else. The other matters are to be taken care of at the state and the local level. And the people who suddenly want the federal government to tell people who they can sleep with and who they can say they're married to do not believe in the Constitution. You could oppose homosexuality, that's fine, and I oppose it as well. And I've been viciously attacked by the homosexuals, but I sure don't want a federal law being put in that says, well, you cannot be a homosexual in this country. Because the next thing they can say is, you can't be a Christian. I mean, after all, Christians are biased, and Christians, have strong views, and some people don't agree with them. So we should outlaw Christianity. If we're going to have the right to outlaw homosexuality, why not Christianity? So basically, these are totally fallacious and sophistic arguments that are used to discredit him. If you people understood the Constitution, that they would realize this is not a function of the federal government. I oppose abortion. But the reason we have problems with abortion is because the Supreme Court enacted a law they had no business enacting, and that was to outlaw all the state laws that outlawed abortion. They had no right to do that, and the reason we have a problem today is because of the federal government. And they will not solve the problem of abortion. Anything else, Ren?
Well, yeah, I think my understanding is, I'm not sure real clear on this, is that the libertarian point of view Ron Paul has, that he thinks that each community should set its own moral standards.
That's absolutely right. That's what the Constitution says. I mean, basically, read the 45th of the Federalist Papers. In the 45th of the Federalist Papers, James Madison wrote this: the powers of the federal government are limited and defined. The powers of the state and local government are unlimited and ill-defined. And matters with dealing with life, liberty, and property should be dealt with at the state and the local level. I mean, that should be very, very clear. Remember, James Madison was one of the major architects of the Constitution. The trouble is, we've got so many people out here who don't understand the Constitution, and they want a federal government's going to solve all of our problems. And after all, if we can solve the problems of homosexuality, why can't the federal government provide for people from the cradle to the grave? Why can't the federal government provide health care for everybody? Why can't the federal government simply go throughout the world bringing freedom and democracy to all the people in the world? And the reason you can't is because we can't afford to, we don't have the authority to, and that authority is always misused. Anything else, Ron?
Well, Ron Paul always said he did. They, in his day, they always found a way to take care of people at the hospitals. And by the way, maybe you heard that Ron Paul was finally admitted in the public arena to have the second number of delegates so far to the convention. So he has a shot on the floor there, possibly.
Well, Renton, basically, you have to understand he probably has a majority. They've simply been rigging this election. We did a wonderful interview this morning with a fellow named Cass Ingram, I believe is his name, Cass Ingram. He's written a book called Rigged. You can find it up on the Internet. And he points out that they're rigging this election as they rigged the election in 2000. They rigged the election in 2004. They rigged the election, certainly in 2008. They killed people who didn't go along with it. It's a wonderful, wonderful book, and they're rigging this election because Ron Paul has the support of probably a majority of the American people and is the only one of the Republican candidates who could possibly beat Barack Obama. I believe that with all my heart. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But because they control the media, the average individual has never heard this. Go ahead.
Well, just that's all, Dr. Stan. Just want to say God bless you very most abundantly, and may you continue on forever.
Well, not forever, but we'd like to do it for a few more years. God bless, and thanks very much for calling, Ren. And let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Bruce. What would you like to talk about?
Well, Dr. Stan, Dr. Ron Paul came to Spokane this last Friday, 1 week ago, and shy a day. Now, we had him at a convention center, and the news media reported a wrong address for the event, and yet we filled the convention center up. There were 2,500 seats put out. They were filled, and then there was standing room in the aisles in the back. Wonderful presentation. And we had the call to caucus is what we want to do, is for people to delegate, you know, run for delegates, to be a delegate themselves and their friends to be a delegate. And we're working very diligently on that in this area. And
well, you know, we're really so fortunate to have the, access to the population up there to the local radio stations. The Christian radio stations, there's six of them there, and they are having an impact. And there is a great movement there in Spokane. We're just so proud of the people up there who are willing to take a stand at this time of moral crisis. And I just hope and pray that you're going to be able to get the majority of the delegates for Ron Paul. I believe that he is the only one who has a message that is aimed at saving America. All the rest of them are controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're all playing a game.
Oh, I'm quite aware of that. I know some of those people that probably have good ties to the Brotherhood of Darkness, because they act with treachery on a regular basis against us. So we're expecting skullduggery in the caucus, but we just ask all the people out there within the listening audience of Spokane to get off their duffs if they're a registered voter and show up for the caucus. And the caucus locations are published on the GOP website. They can find those caucus locations out just by a little bit of due diligence.
All right, fine. Now, when will the caucus vote be taken?
We have the caucus is on the 3rd of March. The 3rd of March on Saturday from 10 to noon. Caucus locations, again, are published. So 2 hours out of their life is some of the most important 2 hours that they'll spend.
Well, Bruce, is there a website people go to get more information?
Yes, there is. That would be the SpokaneGOP.com.
SpokaneGOP.com, and learn about something where you can go to participate in the caucus. Now, will the caucus then pick the delegates who will go to the convention?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. From the caucus, they choose delegates to go to the county convention. Then from the county convention, delegates are chosen to go to state, and then on to national convention.
Well, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not involved, then you're part of the problem. They really are going to destroy everything you hold precious. They're going to destroy the value of your currency. We're going to have 20% to 30% inflation within 24 months. I'm firmly convinced of this. Well, not certainly. I'm taking this from, in large part, from a man named John Williams, professional economist who's highly thought of, certainly by everybody I know. You can go to his website at shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com. But according to John Williams, by the end of 2014 or sooner, we will have hyperinflation in America. Now, what does that mean? It means the value of your annuities, of your bonds, of your stocks, of your CDs, of your pension funds, your insurance policies, anything you have denominated in dollars will be systematically destroyed, and you will become as impoverished as the poor, the most poor living down in Mexico or living in Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what our government did, what Henry Kissinger intentionally did to the people of Zimbabwe. I think it was a trial run of what they intend to do in America. I don't think we're going to have the trillions of percent inflation that they have there. But all you need is 20% inflation for 3 or 4 years to destroy the entire economy of this nation. That's what Kissinger and the people surround him want to do. They have an intense hatred for America, for humanity, and if you, so you need to get involved, you need to find out what's going on, and of course you need to get out there to the caucuses. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What are you going to do? Are you going to become involved? Or are you going to simply sit back and say, it couldn't happen here, I refuse to believe it? An awful lot of people are doing that. But there's a growing number becoming aware, a growing number of people beginning to prepare. And you start laying in food and water and some medical supplies and the other things you need. Because, of course, if you listen to George Soros, he will tell you there's going to be civilian unrest. If you read the people who are knowledgeable, there are going to be riots in the streets of America when this whole economic system comes tumbling down. And if you haven't been involved, you'll have nobody to blame but yourself. And what are you going to say to your children and your children's children when they ask you what happened and what it was like to live in America when men were free? Well, Bruce, what would you like to say in closing?
Well, just like you said,
most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Got to be involved, and you need to be telling people what Ron Paul stands for. Now, let me suggest, if you go to my website, radioliberty.com, there is a section there. It's called Other Videos Around the Internet. And just scroll down to the home page. It's sort of the bottom of the page. It's not up at the top where it says videos, but this is a section on other videos around the internet. And there we have posted suddenly references to all of the debates by the Republican candidates, but they've simply cut out everything that most of the candidates said. They've just left in what Ron Paul said. And you will be fascinated to actually pull those sessions down and listen to what Ron Paul is saying. And you'll learn about our Constitution. You'll learn, certainly, that this is a unique document that limits the power of government so man could be free. And you may not agree with what other people do. You may not agree with homosexuality, which I don't agree with. But it's not up to the federal government to tell people who they're going to sleep with and whether they're going to call it a marriage or not. You and I know it's not a marriage. Does it hurt you or I when they say we want to be married? Of course it doesn't hurt you or I. If they want to be mistaken and lead a life that's unhealthy and is going to kill them, believe me, homosexuals die on average 20 years less than, they live 20 years less than other people. That's their right. In the same way, if people want to use drugs, they should have a right to use drugs. It is not up to the federal government to keep all men from their folly. Not in a free society, because if you want a dictatorship, and where the government mediates everything, well, you can have one. I don't. I want people to be able to be free, and as long as they're not hurting somebody else in what they do, as long as they're not violating the restrictions that are built into our Constitution, they should be free to do stupid things. And unfortunately, the average individual says, oh, no, we got a problem. Let's pass a new federal law. No matters dealing with life, liberty, and property should be dealt with at the state and local level. This is why we keep putting our programs on here with Pastor David Whitney, going over and over again what is in the Constitution. And if you haven't actually certainly gone through that program or teaching it to others, you're part of the problem. Men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose, and the destruction and distortion of our Constitution is an evil, and we need more people opposing it. Now, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, and read the syllabuses go with that. You need to hear my talk on Iraq, the rest of the story, and you need to get my syllabus on Iraq, the rest of the story, because it goes into the background of all of the phony wars we've been involved in. And ladies and gentlemen, our agents were working with Adolf Hitler during the Second World War. So we had agents planted, certainly, in other governments at many, many times, certainly. In fact, I was reading just the other day about a CIA agent working within the Revolutionary Guards at the in Iran. I'm sure we have all sorts of agents planted at the highest levels of the Iranian government, and some of them are making stupid statements now to justify the war, just exactly as Jan Smuts, working within the Boer government back in 1899, helped facilitate the Boer War. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty so we can maintain our coverage out across America and expand it, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And if not, then please pray for America and Alex Jones and Joyce, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
I'll be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. America, land that I love.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. For the next hour, they're going to be my views and the views of Pauline Holton and the views of her husband. I believe his name is John. And we're going to be talking about smart meters. Now, what are smart meters? Well, they're a vehicle by which, of course, they want to limit your use of electricity. They want to convince you that the world is running out of air, the world is running out of water, the air is running out of food, the air is running out, the earth is running out of electricity. And we just not enough electricity, and we're going to have to conserve electricity, because if we generate electricity, of course, we're going to be polluting the atmosphere, and we couldn't do that. Global warming, carbon footprint, and on and on and on. And of course, it's all a lie. It is part of a program called Agenda 21, the elite program, the elite agenda for the 21st century. And the goal, of course, of Agenda 21 is basically to lay out a plan for the whole world to lower the living standards of people in the United States, to raise living standards elsewhere, but, of course, to have everybody living throughout the world in more or less abject poverty. They want, of course, to limit the use of electricity. They want to limit the use of water. They want to limit the use of, certainly, fossil fuels. They want to destroy the industrial base of our society. And people say that's crazy talk. Ladies and gentlemen, they want to rewild our communities. They want to take half of the landmass of the United States out of circulation. They want to bring the wolves and the grizzly bears and the mountain lions back into our communities. And this is why, of course, if you were to kill one of those things in your backyard, you'd be laying yourself over in prosecution. There are people who have a different plan, and it all centers around lowering the living standards of America. And, of course, one of the things they're doing now is coming up with a scam of the smart meters. And with us is Pauline, and, of course, Pauline and her husband have been working at this, trying to get people to understand that the effort to bring smart meters into our homes is simply part and parcel of this much larger agenda aimed at lowering our living standards and restricting our use of electricity. Pauline, you pick up the story. Tell us how you got involved and how this all fits together, because it's an incredible, incredible story.
It's an incredible story. It's global, and it's all of the United States. How we got started, and it was a few years ago, we had heard a little bit about from California. We started making videos, started talking to people all over the country. And it's amazing that people don't know a thing about what's going on. In fact, I was on the phone talking to people in Oklahoma and Texas and Missouri and Alabama today. They know nothing about these meters coming on their home. And they were so glad that I had called them to talk to them about the smart meter situation. They had no idea. People don't know how many meters are going to be coming on their home. They don't realize the big picture of it all.
And, of course, it's much more than simply replacing your electric meter. They're going to then have not only smart meters, they're going to have smart appliances. And every appliance in your home is going to have a chip in it that is going to be sending messages to your smart meter. And then we're going to have a smart grid. And then we're going to have smart growth. After all, who would want dumb growth? Well, I will tell you that this is the dumbest thing you've ever heard, but they don't want you to understand that this is a program to regulate the lives of every human being in the world. Pauline, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, tonight we also heard about the smart chip they're going to be putting in your bodies in 2013. It's in the health care bill. I was sent a bunch of stuff with people about it today. I don't know when this is ever going to end. There's just so much smart this, smart that, smart appliances to change. I mean, there's just our constitutional rights are going out the window. We have to stand up and fight this. It's just a battle we have to choose to take up.
You know, Dr. Stan, one of the things we run into when we go to a different city to start talking about smart meters is that not only does the city council doesn't know, the people don't know either. And it's a real battle, especially like the city like Livonia. The Mayor Kirksey, I met him at the Mayor's Council over in Troy, and where we had the city of Southfield was there, they passed a resolution. The mayor of Warren was there, passed a resolution. And Rochester Hills hadn't passed one yet, but they did a little bit after that meeting. And he just says, well, the smart meters are here. They're just not turned on. They're nothing to worry about. And they claim they've got enough information that they're not worried about this sort of thing.
Well, first of all, if they're not turned on, then how are they recording how much electricity you're using? Of course they're turned on. I mean, basically, the electric company is going to have to have them turned on so they can send you an electric bill. If they're not turned on, how would they send you an electric bill? Did you ask him that?
Well, we couldn't address the mayor. We have to address the president of the council. They are fighting us in the city of Livonia, Michigan, tooth and nail. They try to limit our 3 minutes. They try to limit who can speak, how long. Once they interrupt you, they use up your time. You don't even get your full 3 minutes of public speaking. They won't put it on the agenda. They want to have a closed meeting with DTE and MPSC where the public cannot participate and they will not see what's going on. These people are perfect ickly city. I mean, they're trying to stop all their freedom of speech, trying to stop the people from being informed. They just do not. They actually said at about the third time we were there, if you're here about a resolution or moratorium, I'm telling you, you're not going to get one. You're wasting your time. We will not go ahead and do that. And if you want to still participate, go ahead. And we've still been going back there every 2 weeks to try to go ahead and give them the information, educate them, let them make an informed decision. And they still, every time we go there, they try to interrupt and they try to stop us from speaking.
They even stopped me from speaking. They voted on when I got up to the podium. They went.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Pauline and is it John? Is it John Holton?
Yes, it is.
All right, fine. Whereabouts do you live, John?
I live in Shelby Township, Michigan.
Okay, fine. So basically they're fighting this battle back in Michigan. But really, of course, the thing you want to do is start organizing to vote these scoundrels out of office. And this is what you really need to do, is spend your time putting together a organization that is going to replace these people and call them what they are, the subversives. They are simply supporting ICLEI, and ICLEI is the International Coalition on Local Environmental Initiatives. It is an international subversive organization aimed at destroying the freedom of our local communities and bringing them under international control. And the way to fight them is, of course, to bring the information out and let people understand these people are guilty of treason and they should be arrested and convicted for what they're doing. They have signed a treaty, the ICLEI agreement. It signs a treaty with an international organization to subvert the rights of the American people. Do you think the average individual has any idea what this is about, Pauline or John?
No, they have no idea. Wherever we go, we bring information about it, trying to talk about certain words, sustainable development, sustainable housing, communities. they don't even have a clue what it's all about. There's just so much involved with sustainable development that people do not understand that they have to get on board with it.
Stan, the biggest problem is the lack of participation by the citizens.
Exactly.
Well, the only way to get them involved is to make them understand that they have a stake in what's going on, first of all, because the smart meters, some people have real health consequences. And whether we're dealing with cell phones, whether we're dealing with smart meters, whether we're dealing with so many other electronic things, they are damaging to people, they're damaging to men's sperm count, they're damaging to women if they're pregnant because it destroys the minds of their children. There are all sorts of studies that show the dangers of these electromagnetic waves, and we're surrounded by them all the time. But, of course, when you've got them just in your home in the smart meter form, and especially if you have a collection meter that's collecting it from all your neighbors and then retransmitting it, you certainly may have health problems. So people have to understand the health implications. And then they have to understand the whole idea of regulating their ability to live as they want to. And then, of course, how this is designed to raise the cost of their electric bill. This is a big thing. And sometimes if they won't listen to anything else, they'll listen to the understanding this is never to raise the cost of electricity and lower their living standards. So basically, are you having any luck reaching people? Because obviously you're not going to reach the people on your board of supervisors or your city councils.
Well, we've got 11 resolutions and two moratoriums, and that's made enough impact that the Michigan Public Service Commission is actually officially investigating smart meters. And we have to April 16th to go ahead and file complaints with the MPSC. And we have to go ahead and use the case number U17000 when we write them or email them to make official complaints, because they will do, if we have enough complaints filed with them, they will do the opt-out. Right now, DTE is negotiating to possibly do an opt-out in Michigan, but we also have the House Bill 5411 that is a great opt-out bill for smart meters.
Now, basically, would you explain to our listeners what these opt-out bills are? And certainly we have them all across the country. We, here in California, why, of course, they thought they were going to be able to sneak this thing through without anybody noticing. And because of the organized effort by a small group of people here, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, a multi-billion dollar corporation, has had to back away. And, of course, it's controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, these wicked and evil people who would destroy Christian civilization. But they've actually had to back down, at least in part, because of the opposition by just a handful of people. But they're not very many people on the other side. They've just got the wealth of the world, and they've got the power of their money. But we have the power, Sydney. The one thing they fear is exposure. So would you explain to our listeners, or certainly what this opt-out bill is, how you got through the legislature, or at least before the legislature, and what it will do if it is passed?
Well, this House bill is just going to committee. It's going to the Energy and Technology Committee. It was just done February 16th of this year. Like I said, we're just getting on the roll with all the resolutions and moratorium. We've got 9 representatives. We got Mr. McMillan, Opsmeyer, Forlini, Franz, Moss, Lund, Ives, Hooker, and Lyons that have signed on to this bill. That's 9 good representatives. And what this bill will do is, like most of you have out in California, Maine, they're trying to go ahead and make you pay for removing the meter, taking the meter off, charging you for your electricity, or monitoring your analog meter now. This bill just says, if you don't want it, you don't have to have it. If you've got it on, they have to take it off. And if you do want it, they can only read your meter once a month, and there will be no selling of your personal and private information. It's basically everything that everybody wants. It just doesn't reference the radio frequency, okay, the EMF problems people may have. But this stops you from having the meter on your home. You say, no, I don't want it. They're supposed to give you a month's notice. It's a great bill, other than not mentioning the radio frequency emissions and health concerns. But you could probably sue your neighbor if he gets it put on as civilly. But as far as what's going on across the country with the state, you know, and this being pushed on everybody, this is a good step forward. If we could get this bill enacted in Michigan, next one would be even better. Whether it's in Arizona, Mexico, or, you know, Illinois, or wherever, this is a good bill right now.
Well, Sydney, now we know that they've been working at this in other states. What's happened in California? Do you know? Have they got any backing in the state legislature here? We know that many of our city councils and Sydney boards of supervisors have come out with resolutions opposing smart meters and supporting the idea that people can opt out of having them. Do you have any idea what's happening in other states?
Well, I talked to people all over, and the only thing we've heard is Connecticut. They had an opt-out bill, but that's all it was just an opt-out bill. And Maine, too, but it's nothing like what we have here in Michigan. In California, you've got the with moratoriums and resolutions, but you don't have a house bill like we have. So we would be the first one to have it. But, you know, this took an awful lot of calling people day in, day out. I suggest that everybody listening tonight, call your legislative and have them get a federal bill out to back this. Everybody jump on board with this and go for it and run with it. You really have to call your legislative people and inform them of what's going on. Even if they might not know it or not, I don't know, but you need to contact your legislative people to get this going. It takes an awful lot of people to do it.
But now this is really a part of something much bigger, isn't it? Would you like to discuss Agenda 21 and how this whole issue of smart meters plays into this diabolical program for Agenda 21? What is Agenda 21, and how do the smart meters play into this?
Well, Agenda 21 is the sustainable development, and it's about the control of you and the taking over your community, your infrastructure. It's this financial crisis, the mortgage crisis, I believe, part of the Trilateral Commission and, you know, the control. First of all, in order to get you to go ahead and follow along with their master plan, they have to go ahead and make you want to join. And once you become impoverished, like with the mortgage crisis, and you're losing of your homes and your jobs and that, you're looking for a hero. You're looking for someone that can help you go ahead and keep eating and keep warm and not starve to death. And by doing this, like here in Michigan, we have a lot of public-private partnerships. We're getting a lot of communities because they're so in debt. We're getting emergency managers now. They want to coordinate services, trash pickup between communities, get the emergency rescue dispatchers through different communities.
They want to deal with private partnerships all over.
What you're gonna see is that the city of Sterling Heights will combine with Warren and Shelby Townships, and probably in 5 years from now, they'll change the name of the community. And you're going to lose your identity as a city and as a people. And it's sad that the residents, some of them are getting it. We got stopped today by a guy who's been in Shelby Township since 1971. He thanked us for doing what we're doing at the township meetings. And he wishes we'd run for office because we're so pro-people and, for taking our country back and stopping the smart meters and the Agenda 21 stuff.
Well, John, you're really going to have to start thinking about running for office to get any people to run. And simply, we are the majority. This is a small group of wicked elite people who taken over our communities all across America. Ladies and gentlemen, Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century. It is a program put forward by the elite who want to control your life from the cradle to the grave. They, of course, are trying to circumvent our Constitution because what they're doing is unconstitutional. They know that. They just don't want you to understand what they're up to. The program is laid out, and certainly the Agenda 21 pamphlet put out by the United Nations. The Global Biodiversity Assessment Report came out in 1994, and the Earth Charter, which of course was written by Marie Strong, Mikhail Gorbachev, and Nelson Rockefeller. It's the new Ten Commandments for the world, for a dictatorship. Go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Holton and John Holton, who are back in Michigan, and they're, of course, leading the battle in that area against the smart meters, which is simply one small part of a much larger agenda. It's called Agenda 21, and Agenda 21 is the elitist agenda for the 21st century. It's all written out. You can, that was published by the United Nations. We do have copies of it through my ministry. And, of course, it is certainly also described in the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. It's, that's some 1,100 pages, but we have it summarized in about in my Sustainable Development Syllabus. And then, of course, the Earth Charter. Those three items, and perhaps the Georgia Guidestones, those four items will give you the overall picture. A secret subversive plan to destroy the infrastructure of our nation, to circumvent our Constitution, to impoverish and enslave our people. And people say, that couldn't be true, because it was true, everybody would know, ladies and gentlemen. If it was true, you would not know, because they control the media, they control the banks, they control the corporations, they control the military, they control the educational system, they control our churches, they control our great taxation, our great tax-exempt foundations, and they rig our elections. This is a subversive move, but the enemy is not in Moscow or Beijing. The enemy is right here, centered at 5086 68th Street in New York City, at the CFR headquarters, and the myriad of other organizations tying in to an elite group who want to control your life from the cradle to the grave. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. You need to read Agenda 21. We've got a great book by Orlean Kuhl on it called By Stealth and Deception. That's really what it's about. It all has to be done by stealth and deception, because the American people really understood what they were up to. Why, of course, they tried these people for treason, and they should be tried for treason, because these people are simply a subversive group working within the heartland of America. Over 600 communities have signed up for ICLEI, which, of course, is a coordinating organization for Agenda 21 in the United States. That's the International Coalition for Local Environmental Initiatives. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Locally, 464-8295. Well, Pauline, Sydney, when you talk to people about this, what sort of response do you get? A lot of people just can't believe it.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't believe it. When I start talking to them, I give them information. We've got DVDs on it, literature. A lot of them, people think that we're crazy. But when you sit back and really sit and take the time to talk to people, they go, well, yeah, that's really happening. Gee, I think you're right what you're talking about. And you get them in and you reel them in. And I'm telling you, more people are understanding the concept of Agenda 21 in ICLEI and how it's implementation in our local government. Of sustainable development and non-government organizations, private-public partnerships. When you add them all up together, if you can't see it, you're wearing shades or something, but it's there, and I think a lot of people are really understanding it and asking for more literature and calling us and going to our website, w4ar.com, and we're just hitting a lot of places, and people are understanding and joining us. So Michigan is doing quite well. And a lot of other states are, too.
You know, Dr. Chan, one thing that she hasn't mentioned on you, you asked earlier how we got started. And one day I talked at the Shelby Township Council meeting, and I came on back and I found some DVDs on my doorstep with a note. And it said, as interested you are in protecting your people, you might enjoy these videos. And I went and watched them, and then I called the guy, and it was about Agenda 21, about ICLEI. It's about chemtrails, and I had some Monsanto toes. I would call the guy, and next thing you know, we're giving out S-510 information.
And the Fed.
Chemtrails. Next thing you know, chemtrails, and I'm over his place making DVDs, and I'm driving out to Ann Arbor, passing them out. I'm going up north, passing them out. That's how we got started. And now I make our own DVDs from Ending the Fed and Smart Meters and all that. You pass those out with the handbills and that to the people. We do have a group around like the Tri-County, Fort County area. and takes DVDs and passes out 30.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. We want to get the information out as far as we can, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to get involved if you value your freedom. You better be involved, and soon. Stand back here. We have Pauline Holton and her husband John here, and they're very much involved in getting the information. Now we've got Joyce calling from Flint, Michigan, listening to our station there. Joyce, you have a question or comment for our guest? Oh, let's put Joyce on. Hi, Joyce. You have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. My sister lives in Ann Arbor, and she just called me today, and they're installing these smart meters within 6 weeks, and she wants to know what to do. And so I would like to know how she can contact these people. She's in Ypsilanti.
All right, fine. How can these people get in touch with you, Pauline or John?
Well, she can go ahead and call us at our phone number, 586-731-3314.
I couldn't get that number again.
One more time, John.
Just going to do that. 586-731-3314.
Now, Joyce, did you get that?
731-331-14.
You have that number?
Yes, I got it.
All right. Basically, your sister has to get involved, and she needs to start telling
people. Yes, she'd be willing to work.
And understand, this is simply part of a much larger, subversive, treasonous agenda aimed at lowering our living standards and destroying the health of our people and impoverishing this nation.
And nobody believes it. That's what's so sad.
Well, that thing is that you're listening to Radio Liberty, but more and more people are waking up. They can't connect all of the dots, but maybe they're concerned about health care, or maybe they're concerned about vaccines. Or maybe they're concerned about water fluoridation. Or maybe they're concerned about smart meters. Eventually, they get concerned about one. First, they begin to understand that they are all fit together. Like to Stan, we have Joyce calling from Flint, Michigan. Her sister found they're going to be installing the smart meters here in northern Michigan, or at least in Michigan and their area. And, of course, we just got the telephone number for John and Pauline. But John or Pauline, let's get your website out and the telephone number, any contact information, so people know how to get in touch with you.
Okay, the website is www.w4ar.com. That's www.w4ar.com.
And, okay, fine. Anything else, Joyce?
No, I want to thank you. I've been ordering CDs from you of smart meters and passing them out. That's how she found out, because I sent her one.
Great. Well, now, basically, Chris, we have a 4-tape set on smart meters. We have a book on smart meters. We have an excellent large book. I mean, basically, the book on smart meters is small. But, of course, we have a large book on Agenda 21, it's called By Stealth and Deception. I think my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, it's an older talk, but it's still an excellent talk. We've recommended. And then, of course,
I'm passing out your book. the one that you get the darkness.
Oh, yeah.
I'm passing out those books.
I'm so glad you are, because I think that is foundational to understand in the spiritual forces that energize these wicked
right.
people who would destroy Western Christian civilization. When you understand that, all begins to make sense.
Yes, we pray for your safety.
God bless you. Thanks so much, yes. Joyce.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce.
Bye. What?
Dr. Stan.
Yes.
One more piece of information they could really use is to contact the Michigan Public Service Commission and file a complaint with them using the case number U17000. Could I give the address that they could mail it to?
Sure, you go right ahead.
The address is the Executive Secretary, Michigan Public Service Commission, Post Office Box 30221, Lansing, Michigan, 48909.
Now, one more time. You always have to give everything twice.
Okay. You can mail the Michigan Public Service Commission at the Executive Secretary, Michigan Public Service Commission, Post Office Box 30221, Lansing, Michigan, 48909, and the case number is U-17000, that's U-17000. And if you have any complaints, if you want to stop the smart meters in Michigan or across the country, please file your complaints, your objections, and any reason you can possibly think of, even if you live in another state, to the Michigan Public Service Commission. And getting it stopped here will help you stop it in any other state or community. We have to remember that just like the resolutions, we started with one, then we got three, now we have 11. And that's what got the MPSC to go ahead and actually look into this. Those little pieces of paper that the city said really doesn't mean anything, it's getting it done. Our voices are being heard.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Joyce, thanks very much for calling
in.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you for being involved in the front lines of the battle.
Good night.
Good night. God bless
you. Good night here.
Joyce is distributing our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We appreciate that so much. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. And if you can't afford it, you can go up on our website, RadioLiberty.com, and go to the section on videos and just scroll down there. And the first one is a video, my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness. The book came from the talk, not the talk from the book. And you'll actually have the background of the wars and certainly this everything that's going on in the world today summarized in a two-hour talk. I think you'll enjoy it. It's completely free. Well, we want you out there across America to become involved. Well, I guess this evening, Pauline Holton and John Holton, and they're on the front lines of this battle to stop smart meters. Now, Cindy, you sometimes have to have a limited objective. You can't simply cover everything. And so you have a limited objective, and of course you support that limited objective. And this can lead to people becoming informed about all the other aspects of what is a great conspiracy. And it is a conspiracy because it's done secretly. But the background of Agenda 21, a subversive effort to undermine our nation and impoverish our people. Once you understand it, it all makes sense. Have a question or comment? 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, John and Sydney Pauline, how long have you been involved in this battle?
With smart meters or which one?
Just the overall battle.
Well, like I say, when my mother died of nursing home abuse 5 years ago, it was actually when we got started in it, and we found out exactly how much criminal stuff is going on in the government, and that's when we got started. And then a friend of ours, Mike Dieta, very good friend, got us started into it, and Phil Broser got us the DVDs, and we got started, and we've been giving them out ever since, and here we are today.
Well, don't let them get you discouraged. We are having an impact. I've been at this for 50 years, and about 51 years now. But I've seen more interest in the last few years than ever before. And so I'm more optimistic than I've ever been before, and I hope the rest of you out there listening will be as well. And it's certainly not my voice. It's the combined voices of many people from within the conservative and Christian movement getting the truth out. And whether it's Alex Jones or Chuck Christmeyer or Butch Craw or Joyce Riley or John Loeffler, right down the line of the people, Dr. Catherine Albrecht is back, as she was off for a long time with her cancer of the breast. She's back on the front lines. People getting the information out and having an impact across America. So Pauline and John, we appreciate everything you're doing. Now, what are some of the other issues you'd like to bring up this evening?
Well, the main issues, like you're saying, we don't do it by ourselves. You're not doing it by yourself. When we get to the community, we may pull up in a truck with our DVDs and our pamphlets, but we're looking for that one person in the audience that's curious, that he asks the question. And then they join us the next time. And the next time we get a couple more. And together, the people rising with their voices in unison, okay? It's the second American Revolution. This has to be the second American Revolution this year and on. Because the people are starting to pay attention little by little. We've got some warriors out there in Livonia. We've got about 10 people, and they get on up there. Even though the consul does not want to go ahead and have us ask questions, present our stuff, they're back there every 2 weeks at 3 minutes each. The little old ladies and men come on up, a couple youngins, and they go up there and they present their information. And this has happened through about 20 different communities. We only have 11 resolutions. We can't keep going back to the same ones all the time. So we're working on it. But the people are waking on up one by one, two here, three there. And we had the guy in Livonia that ran the video ask us about it. I mean, he's only about 25 years old. And this is the thing. The people, the grassroots, can take our country back from ICLEI, from the world UN, from Agenda 21, from the Bilderbergs, the Rothschilds, whoever they are, if we start participating in our government, hold them accountable at every twist and turn. This is where it comes from. We got to start participating and saying, where are you spending my money? It's not free money. Okay, the schools are going down the tubes. Spend my money where the schools were supposed to go. Quit hoarding it and giving it to somebody else, the bankers, the big corporations. Don't sell off my parks and my water department and all the other stadiums and all that. That belongs to the community. It don't belong to the federal government. It don't belong to the state of Michigan or California. It belongs to the people. We need to keep private property in the hands of private people. And our government working for us, like we elected them to do.
Very, very, very well said. Pauline, what was your thoughts? And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Basically, you out there in the audience have to be involved. There is a subversive element to destroy the structure of our society. And, of course, to use, the danger of electricity or global warming or whatever the new bugaboo that they're coming up with to justify ever more government control. Oh, they're concerned about the health of our children. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our children. They know exactly what they're doing. The vaccines, of course, what they're giving them are aimed at decreasing their fertility. They contain aluminum. They contain aspartame and MSG. Many of them contain mercury, which destroys fertility. That's why Bill Gates, who is in favor of population control, is spending billions of dollars to give vaccines to the little black and brown children throughout the world. And you think it's because he's concerned about their health? Of course not. He wants to sterilize them, and after two or three generations, why, nobody will be having children anymore. That's what it's really all about, that the fact that the mercury in the vaccines lowers your intelligence, attacks your mind, and attacks you, so many of the various functions of your body. And, of course, that's why they're poisoning our water with hydrofluorosilicic acid. It contains lead and polonium-220 and arsenic and other poisons, as well as the fluoride. And nobody is telling her that because they control the media. Pauline, what are your thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners this evening?
Well, what I would like to leave the listeners tonight, get involved. Talk to your friends, family. Go to meetings. Talk to your legislative people. Inform them. Just tell them to get out there and voting and go for the people. We need people's help all over the United States. We would just love to have people come and go with us anytime, and just get your family and friends and relatives to get out there and just go to a local meeting. See what's all about. See what they're doing in your community. Ask questions. Make them accountable for what they're doing, how you're spending your money. Just like John says, hold them accountable. Always hold them accountable. And we have to have our voices heard.
All right, fine. I'm sure they shudder whenever they see you come into their public meetings, don't they?
Oh, yes. They run quite a bit.
No, but basically, Pauline and John, the most important thing you can do is start organizing now to get good people onto the boards of supervisors, get good people onto the county councils or the city councils. That is the one thing they fear. We've seen here where I live, 30 years ago, a group called SCAN moved to take over the Santa Cruz Board of Supervisors and the Santa Cruz City Council. And they've pretty well done this for 30 years. Now, after 30 years, why, we're beginning to have the opportunity to perhaps break their stranglehold on our community, and which is aimed at stopping development, for squandering our money, for bringing in all of these stupid environmental controls, taking away our private property rights, and of course doing all sorts of things that are unhealthy for our, in fact, they've tried to get the water fluoridation in. Fortunately, we were able to block that, and we have a fairly healthy community. But otherwise, they'd be poisoning our children, just like they're churning, poisoning children in almost 70% of the communities across America. And they know they're poisoning them, and they're poisoning our children with mercury fillings, and they're still putting in fillings that are 50% mercury, that are venting mercury. I mean, mercury is a deadly poison. It's deadly, Sydney, if you have it in a dental office. It's deadly when you take it out of the mouth, but they tell us it's perfectly safe when you put it in the mouth. How can it be toxic before you put it in the filling and after you take the filling out, but it's not toxic in the mouth? They're poisoning our children, and they know what they're doing. Almost half of the dentists have given up mercury fillings. But, of course, the FDA, having heard repeated reports from responsible dentists about the danger of dental fillings, the Federal Drug Administration refuses absolutely to ban the use of a deadly poison in the mouth of almost half of the people in America. Okay, we're getting towards the end of the program. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, John, we'll give you about 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Stan, the main issue I have to keep getting back to is that the citizens should just go and attend one of their council meetings and sit down in there with the board of trustees and see what's going on in their community, because if they get informed and listen to your radio show, listen to all this, the information. I mean, we have the fluoride videos, and we have the vaccines, and we have the chemtrail videos. We're on top of all this. When they came through Shelby Township with this vibrating thing to go ahead and check for the
hydrofracking,
I went to the council meeting, and I burned a couple of DVDs, and I downloaded some pamphlets, and I asked the trustees, what do you know about hydrofracking? And they go, what?
Nothing.
They don't know anything about hydrofracking. So I said, well, I'm going to give you some of my famous DVDs as a literature that these people are going to come to our beautiful park and want to go ahead and drill for gasoline and poison our water. And you guys should learn about this. And this is the issue that because of being aware of your radio station and all these other problems, that you can see it coming into your community. And you can actually do something like, wow, I gave them the information. They didn't know anything about it.
Well, tell me a little bit about it. I'm not sure. What is this they're doing?
The hydrofract. Well, they're coming in our community with these vibration things to check the rock structure in the area.
Right.
To diagonally drill underneath the lakes and the water to find the gas. And then they'll pump these poisonous chemicals down in there to go ahead and separate the rocks and let the gas come on up. So you can get regular natural gas.
Okay.
But in Pennsylvania and some other states, they have polluted the water so bad that people turn on their taps and flames come on out.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. All right, go right ahead.
And this is the thing.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States...
We four tape set on smart meters. You need to have this information so you can discuss it intelligently. And then, of course, if you want to get an Agenda 21, we actually have the Agenda 21. The Agenda for the 21st Century is published by the United Nations. And then if you get our Sustainable Development Syllabus, you get the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Second Earth Summit in 1992. You get the Earth Charter, and you get the information on the Georgia Guidestones, this satanic monument in Elberton, Georgia, erected by a secret society that opens with the statement, maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And basically what they're really talking about is the murder of over 90%, well over 90% of the population of the world. And it's already underway. They already killed a couple of billion people and prevented their birth during the 19th century. They kill millions of people every day. And of course, they intend to kill billions more with war and with famine and with disease. How do we know this? Well, basically, of course, we point out the fact that everybody knows about abortion, euthanasia. Nobody wants to talk about the new diseases they've created. AIDS is a new disease. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, Gulf War illness, and a myriad of other new chronic, certainly rickettsial and viral infections. And then cancer. The incidence of cancer is improving, increasing, and basically there are treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed. And then suddenly we have an excellent DVD on that. It's called Cancer, the Forbidden Cures. Cancer, Forbidden Cures. We recommend you get that and you watch it. And I believe this is absolutely correct. Then, of course, you'd want to get the four CD or four tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians and the transcript that goes with that. It's actually talks, interviews with Dr. Dennegan, and Dr. Dennegan had heard the head of Planned Parenthood in 1969 talking about how they had treatments for cancer and they were going to keep them suppressed. And this was great because there were too many people in the world. You really need to get the four tape set. The New Order of the Barbarians is one of the most important things we have. And the Chris Dr. Day talked about how we were going to shift automotive production to Japan. We're going to create new diseases that would kill millions of people. And Chris, this was all necessary to reduce the population of the world. And Sydney, we, of course, hope that you'll certainly get my talk on planned population reduction as we go step by step, how they've outlawed good insecticides and introduced bad insecticides, how they're poisoning our food with aspartame and MSG and various types of chemicals and poisons and certainly by was putting hormones into our milk, by genetically modified food, by genetically modified soybeans, and because there is so many things they're doing to our food, and the average individual has no idea. For instance, the use of Roundup. Most people have Roundup in their blood, a deadly poison, the curse dioxin, obviously the Agent Orange, they're all out there being used to poison the American people. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Get our Population Control Agenda monograph from the Internet. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
As we raise our America, land that I love.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for inviting us to spend time with you today. Do you still have the afterglow from the debate last night? Whoa, it was so good. Ron Paul was so strong. And they're trying to keep find every reason why they don't say the name Ron Paul. I mean, it was incredible. Those of you who listen know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, the highlights will be in your email blast and at the news section at the Power Hour. You can just bypass all the rest of the company people.